he asked. "How is your pregnancy going?" "That is one thing I do very well, without great effort or trouble, Uncle. I have babies."
"This one will be bigger than your first two. Your husband is a big man."
"Do you expect the child to be a devil, too?"
Trang smiled thinly. "Not in the sense others might mean, but in the sense of Hong Tre's prophecy, probably. Your grandmother was a wise woman. Her prophecies all come to pass, though not always in the manner we imagined when she offered them."
"She said nothing about any monster."
"What she said and what your mother and Doge heard were not necessarily the same. There are things people just don't want to hear."
He had my interest on several fronts. I might learn something more about Uncle Doge. I might learn something about this prophecy of Hong Tre's, which, so far, was almost as mysterious as the concerted determination of all Taglians that the Black Company had to be some sort of catastrophe in the making, worse than any flood or earthquake. Trang disappointed me. He said nothing more. In fact, he struck a listening attitude. I popped into the hallway. The man I'd frightened before was returning, and he was bringing friends. I swooped at him again, angrier than before. He was no hero. He squealed and took off. His companions yammered among themselves. They decided their friend must have mental problems. They went after him instead of going on to Saracel. I followed to make sure. Trang was gone when I got back. A flick through time provided me no useful information. Chapter 61. Sara had moved to her pallet. She was on her knees there, palms atop her thighs, staring straight forward, waiting. I drifted into position in front of her.
"You're here, aren't you, Mer? I can feel it. You're what I felt before, aren't you?"
I tried to answer her. I got, "She is the darkness," from smoke and a reeling back. Why now? Sara had not bothered him before. Had she? He didn't like any female these days. He even tensed up around the Radisha when we were there. I pushed inward. Smoke pushed back. Sara sensed something. She said,
"I'm too heavy to travel now. I'll come as soon as our son can travel."
A son? Me? I became a different man in that moment, but it lasted only a few seconds, only until I wondered, how could she know that? Some people called her a witch. Well, spooky. I never saw it myself. But maybe she could know. My world began to shudder and shake. I had enough experience ghost walking to know that meant somebody back at the shop wanted me to wake up. Reluctantly, I responded. I wished there was some way, any way to let Sara know I'd gotten her message. "I love you, Sari," I thought.
"I love you, Mergen,"
Sara said, as though she'd heard me. The shaking grew more insistent. I turned loose at the Temple of Gangesha, but refused to be managed completely. I tried to drop in on the Radisha for a closer look at her scheming, but smoke shied away with an aversion almost as strong as that he showed for Soulcatcher.
"She is the darkness."
The earth blurred beneath my point of view. I was low and moving fast. Maybe that helped defeat some of the spells making Goblin and Mogaba so hard to find. I got a clear, if brief, look at both as I whipped past. They were on the move. Mogaba seemed to